Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. As we launch here in hour number three of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on our website, and Nick gives away features on his website, which is freemindstv.com. Just back from filming a fresh edition of Free Minds TV, which will air. You guys still air that on Fridays, right?
Still debuts on Fridays, and that goes through the internet as well.
So you can get those over at freemindstv.com. You can also listen to Free Minds Radio, which is available as a podcast and available on a handful of radio stations around the country as well. So if you want more of Nick and Toby, who you don't hear as often on this program, head over to freemindstv.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want, we go to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark,
hey,
Ian, Mark, Ian, Nick. How you guys doing?
Yes, sir. Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. First of all, that last phone call was like, I'd rather go to the dentist's office than hear that guy. Like, I was like, answer the question, guy. Whatever. But, but anyway, I'm calling because I'm one of those people who's in college right now, and unfortunately I'm paying for it myself. We've been given an assignment to do an interview with someone who you know, in a business that you want to be in, so I'm taking care of that now. So I'm planning on calling you guys, like, from now until Saturday to complete the assignment. So I just want to ask you guys two questions real quick, and then I'll get off the air.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, so yeah, so I'm presuming you want to be in the radio business or the internet streaming audio business. What business do you want to be in?
Oh, actually both. I'm actually a. We've talked before. I have a radio show in San Jose, and I also want to get into podcasting. And I'm realizing you guys are so right. I could have learned, I think, much more. Had I just gone to the Apple store, gave them $100 for the Apple expert and learned from there instead of paying $2,000 a semester for going to college. But
so are you at some sort of radio broadcasting college?
No, actually San Jose State. And they have an extensive radio program.
I see.
My first question for you guys is this. What advice would you give to someone who was trying to get into the industry today?
Don't go to college for radio. buy a setup and do your own podcast so that you can have a body of work to be able to show somebody who may hire you at some point in radio. I would also
it's one way to get in. But I would like to interject that you could also become an intern as well.
Interning certainly works, but that isn't necessarily going to get you on the air. You need a body of work either way. It gets you on the air as a, that's right, everybody. That's the rock and roll music you listen to.
You got to get started wherever you can.
Sure.
That's how you can get your foot into the door. And actually, I started as a sidekick on the afternoon drive show, so I was not a disc jockey right out the gate. I had to kind of learn the ropes inside the studio with my mentor before I could become a disc jockey. So there's a process to all of this. You can go about it in the way of creating your own podcast, as Mark was saying. You could also create your own podcast and at the same time get an internship at a radio station. So do both, actually.
That sounds more efficient.
Right, so that way you're actually building relationships at the station.
You do need relationships.
And then you can, once you've built those relationships, you can present your podcast to the people whom you've built the relationships with, and they're more likely to give it a serious listen at that point.
But I'd like to make the point that there are people out there that are making a living wage doing podcasts. Gardner Goldsmith makes some pretty good money. Okay, I mean, I'm not good money.
He's also got Jason behind him from SACL CAI.
Hey, what difference does it make? Oh, how about Dan Carlin?
How's he doing?
Excellent. Good to know.
Doesn't Red Bar pretty much, they make a lot of money off their podcast?
Red Bar's finally making money, from what I understand, yes. Yep. There's a while where you don't make anything, though. That's the
These are just people we know. I'm sure that This Week in Tech is doing okay, too.
Yeah, you don't make anything, but you're also, I don't want to say you're only doing a podcast because you don't want to poo-poo on podcasts, but you're not looking at a whole lot of overhead to get started, and you can basically do it. I mean, you probably want to have a consistent schedule, but if it's not going to be a live format, you can pretty much do it any time you have the time.
It's a nice thing about having a podcast. So did that answer your question?
That answered the first one, and I'm going to be calling you a guest every night until Saturday. So
this is great. I like how you're stretching it out over the week. That's good stuff.
Yeah. One last question before you guys go. What would you think would be the biggest obstacle? What was your biggest obstacle in getting into the business?
Into the business or making money in the business? This is the thing.
Wait.
Free Talk Live.
Are we talking about radio or are we talking about talk radio?
Talk radio.
Okay, go ahead with your answer, Mark.
Well, Free Talk Live started as a show that was, we were basically being compensated nothing in 2002 when we started, and we really didn't, it didn't move from being a hobby until late 2006, early 2007 before I was, you know, making any kind of money, and mid 2007 before I was making what I would have called a living wage. I really don't know and honestly know what Ian's making entirely, but I, you know, have a reasonable idea.
You're still not making what you were at the magazine.
I am not making what I was being an advertising executive at the magazine. But remember, the advertising business has changed since 2006 when I quit working at the magazine. So who knows what I would have been making there.
So are you saying, Mark, that your biggest obstacle was not having the money coming in initially?
Right. You need, well, yeah, you need to be able to, you know, you need to either do it in the manner that it's as a hobby so that you can generate it in that respect. Probably the biggest obstacle is getting radio stations to carry us.
Well, now we're talking about the realm of syndicated radio. That may not necessarily be what you're looking for. You just asked, the question was about just getting into talk radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, in that case, the biggest obstacle
is getting compensated to do the work. And
yes,
you have to figure out one of many ways to get compensated. You could work at a radio station where they pay you, and that would...
That's the riskiest, because if you aren't performing quick enough for them,
out you go.
You're done.
If you can do it in some way where advertisers or listeners sponsor the show in the sense that they send you money, that spreads out your... exposure, because if, for instance, if we lose one amplifier for $3, $5, or $10, we have many others that are still amplifying the show, and we have $4,000 coming in to be used on for advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. But you wouldn't have to necessarily use that money to do that. We do, because we say we do.
You could bring money in the form of advertisers for the radio station that you would like to work for. You could come to them.
That certainly helps.
Yeah, come to the table with some advertisers pre-sold. There are certainly stations that you can buy airtime on. That's the cheap. It's not a cheap way to get on the air. It's an expensive way to get on the air. I would say that's the worst way to get on the air, because
it also it requires you to make money quickly, because you're going to be spending a good deal of money to stay on the air. It isn't cheap,
depending on the market size,
to do one of these shows. And so you need to make money quickly, and it's not easy to get somebody to just jump on board to a new show. You kind of have to have a track record, and advertisers want that.
Yeah, I would say the biggest hump, I mean, presuming you've gotten yourself created relationships with people at a radio station and you've managed to get them to take your show, the biggest hump is to make money on it. And it is a difficult process. I mean, running any business is not necessarily an easy process. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, and planning, and getting out there and doing it, and being willing to go without compensation, being willing to put it out there, essentially, before you get it back, if that makes sense.
It perfectly does. I thank you, gentlemen, so much, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, it's not to say, Mark, that going to college won't assist him in some way in getting a job or a career in radio.
Well, if he's starting out at a radio station, I'm sure it would help him land an entry-level position. I don't know how much, you know.
How much will it help? I don't know.
I've never been to college for radio, so I don't know how much it would help. But you have, Ian. I mean, you've gone for broadcast,
not really.
Right? Well, I went to
community college, and there was a voice and diction class in the 2 years that I took community college, which
I had
to unlearn.
But you were going for media?
Radio and television broadcasting was the associate's degree that I got.
But I
only took voice and diction. It was the only class that had anything remotely to do with radio. And as I said, I had to unlearn things.
I mean, with many college majors,
I learned nothing about radio in college.
Most of your time is spent learning stuff that you're never going to use in your job.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's the way education works in college or in high school or wherever you are.
Yep. And it sucked. And I wish I could have had my time back. But
and your money.
The money, yeah, that'd be nice, too.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with people going to school. I just recommend that if you're going to go to college, you know, have somebody else pay for it. And by somebody
else...
And
know why you're going.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And when I mean somebody else, I really don't mean your parents. I mean, you know, get something in order to pay it. Scholarship, something.
800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. SACL CAI toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. And I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are completely free, and they go back for an entire year. Free for you, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls to Dan in New Jersey. Dan on the amp line. Hello,
hey,
Dan.
Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm calling about, I have a question, and I'm not sure what position I take on it, but
Do you guys think that it's a invasion of one's privacy, like when you go somewhere like Walmart and they stop you as you exit the store and they want to look at your receipt and look at your bags and stuff?
Absolutely not. Your thoughts, gents?
No, I mean, I think they're in the right to do that. I don't think it's the best customer service. It doesn't. If they were doing that, it wouldn't make me want to go back to that particular store, but I think they have the right to do it.
I think that the person they have at the door should, you know, looking through the bags and that kind of thing, should have a billy club and a pair of jack boots.
What is that supposed to mean, Mark?
Well, it's annoying. Personally, I mean, I don't particularly like being treated like a villain. And that's, I feel, how they're treating you. Now, you can run your store any way you want.
Yeah.
You can have the handles on your shopping carts electrified with a 12-volt battery if that's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say you can't run your business in any way that you wish. However, if you're going to look through my bag, then kneecap me on the way out, too, so I know for sure I'm being treated like a jackhole.
I don't feel that way. I feel, and maybe it's the difference between me and you, Mark. I mean, having worked for a number of years in retail, I understand that loss control is a reality in the retail workplace, that there are people that come in and steal things.
People steal things, and most of them work there.
I don't know if that's true.
Absolutely.
But
the biggest problem with theft in a retail location is from the employees. Why don't you search your employees' butts on the way out, too?
I think that's a little invasive, but I understand, as somebody who has worked in retail, that you've got to cut down on your loss control the costs that are walking out your front door, because then if you don't do that, you have to increase the cost of everything in the store to compensate. So that's why a loss control department exists. That's why they have cameras up in the store, and it's why at some stores they do elect to have a doorman checking people's bags and checking their receipts. And it's just I think that I understand where you're coming from, Mark, and I can see that clearly people feel strongly about this. I, however, feel good that this particular agency, the store, is attempting to keep their costs in line, which means that their costs will be lower on their price tags, and that's a good thing for me.
The guy in the jack boots with the billy club costs money, Ian, and the fact is they're not going to lose as much.
He pays for himself by saving products from running out the front door. Go ahead, Dan, with your thoughts. Dan?
Yeah, I guess, well, what do you think should happen if someone refuses the search? Like, I actually, I just tried this tonight. I was in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they've got their little old lady checking receipts and bags on the way out. And she was actually stopping people, and there was almost a line forming, you know, as she checked people. And I just walked right past everyone who was standing in line waiting to be checked. And, you know, she was like, oh, you know, sir, and I just completely ignored her. I just kept walking.
That's what I would do.
And she probably followed me for, you know, like 20, 25 feet or so, trying to get my attention, you know. Oh, sir, I know you hear me. And I just kept walking and went to my car, and she gave up, and I put my stuff in my car. And, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I didn't know if they maybe had some kind of on-site security guards, or if they would call the police or what. But, you know, I guess my question is, if I refuse the search, then what are they going to do? I
mean, they could refuse your business in the future.
Like, Ian, you say that you think that the store is within the rights to do this. Well, okay, so what? So what authority do they have over me to make me stop?
They don't.
And, you know, search my person. And
they
where
don't.
Do they go? Can
I didn't
go
say they
office?
Had an authority to do that.
Well, legally speaking, in most states, if they believe you're willfully concealing or shoplifting, they do have the authority. An agent of the merchant does have the authority to detain somebody in the store until police arrive, or in a free market world, until the protective services.
But that's not why that's not why those people were being stopped. They're not all under suspect of being shoplifters. It's just a policy that helps deter shoplifting in the first place.
I could see it enforced to the point where the loss prevention guy says, no, you're waiting right there. And he's going to make you stay right there.
Yeah,
so
I could see that too.
Yes, but here's the question. I mean, he's not under suspicion for walking past the little old lady. What if the little old lady had been a guy with jack boots and a billy club who had come up and kneecapped him because he didn't stop?
Why would you be shopping there in the first place?
Why, you know, that's, I understand, that's not the question. What if he had? That, what that means is...
Well, if you shop at a place where there's a guy wearing jack boots and a billy club at the front door, then you know what you're getting into.
I don't think you do. You know,
you don't?
You think that because somebody open carries on their hip that they're going to shoot
they
you?
They don't have a sign. They don't have a sign out front saying, you know, all shoppers are subject to search by Walmart employees.
And that's why you can walk on through. That's why you can walk out.
Yeah.
Look, I'm of the opinion that this this company, whether it's Walmart or whatever company, because plenty
Best
of them
Buy.
Do it, Best Buy does it, any company is allowed to do that, and that's fine. Once they put their hands on you, they better have a good suspicion that you've stolen
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's wrongful imprisonment or kidnapping.
Right, and if
well,
they ask you...
Otherwise, they're probably going to get into a fight with a lot of people.
If they ask you who you are, you don't have to tell them who you are on the way out. I mean, there's no reason for that. Now, it's possible they could look at your credit card or something like that and then attempt to bar you from the store.
They've got cameras. They've got cameras in there.
Yeah, but it's not going to be effective. Do you understand? I mean, the next 22-year-old pimply-faced dork isn't going to remember who you are. So, I understand why they do it. I think that it's a I think it's somewhat invasive, and I don't appreciate it. I don't like being treated like a criminal.
I would rather it not happen personally. I wish we lived in a world where people were not stealing things from the stores, because if that were the case, if there was a very small amount of loss at certain stores, then these things would not go on. But because people are really stealing things, and you can expect, by the way, in a down economy for more stealing to go on, so you'll probably end up seeing more of this kind of behavior. I think that I wish we could live in a world where these things
whenever I get
happen.
Stopped like that, what I say is, you know, statistically, you're more likely to be stealing from this store than I am, right? The employees steal more stuff than customers do.
Whatever you want to them.
And that's what I tell them. So I try to turn the employee against the policy.
I see.
The policy stinks. And if you can't figure out how to keep your products from being stolen out of your store without stationing somebody by the door in order to rifle through people's crap, that's just, you're running a bad business as far as
I've
I'm concerned.
I've never been to a store where they've done this.
You've never been to Best Buy?
They
don't have them around here. There's not one nearby here. There's some down in Massachusetts.
No, I mean, I thought that's what the dinging things on the door were for.
It was. And apparently some stores have decided to take it to a different step. And I've never actually had
Well, I can see having somebody buy, like, if the alarm goes off, that means something wasn't scanned. So I can see asking somebody to stop if the alarm's going off. Maybe somebody just missed the scan.
In a lot of cases, they check big things, for instance. And Dan, I don't know if you had more thoughts on this. I'll hang on to you if you do. 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in on this discussion, how you feel about bag checks. But in a lot of cases, at least from my experience at Best Buy, you know, if you're walking up to the front of the store with a 37-inch television on a pallet jack, or a pallet rather, not a pallet, what do they call it? Floats. If you're walking up with a float, they're going to check you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're completely free. Front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The mobile 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th for 4 days of action, action, action. Culminating in the Big 12-Hour Classic on Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. SebringRaceway.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We had Dan call in, and he did drop off the line, so I guess he had his say on the bag-checking issue. It was a discussion that generated some heat here in the studio, some conflict, and that's a good thing. So we continue here with your calls and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Colin, chime in on the door checking issue. I used to work undercover security in retail back when I was in college, so I've got some insight on that.
Okay, please.
Mark was right that most of their inventory shrinkage, it's about 80 to 85% is internal.
Wow.
So instead of checking bags at the door, what they should do on the back door is just kick every employee in the crotch on the way out, huh?
Right. Or at least, you know, their inventory problems and all of the, you know, most of what they can't account for is loss of inventory, yeah. But, you know, from a property rights perspective, you know, there's no question. I mean, they have the, and I would support their right to ask you to check their bag on the way out. From a business decision, though, it's just a horrible, horrible policy. Because essentially what you're doing is a management by exception approach where you're treating all of your customers like potential thieves to potentially discourage or catch the one in 100,000 or whatever that is. And,
I agree with you that it is a distasteful thing. However, the reality is people steal things from these stores, and if you can lower, as you know, if you can lower the amount of theft, you can keep your prices low. I mean, you're saying it's a bad business decision, but plenty of people shop at Best Buy, and right. they're doing all right. In fact, Circuit City's out of business, and they didn't check at the front
That's
door.
That's because a vast majority of the American population has been turned into cows by our police state.
See.
And I'm sorry, I just don't support it. No, you cannot look through my bag.
Right, and that's
now
what you
what?
Want to do is either not give them your business and let them know why, and by the way, yeah. If they do, they're asking you if they can check your bag.
Mm-hmm, yep.
You can quite simply say no, thank you, and keep walking, like the gentleman said. And at that point, they can't physically touch you. They can't stop you physically if you just say no, thank you. And they know
that's
that
true.
Because once they've laid a hand on you, they better have damn good cause for it.
Excellent cause.
There's no doubt about it. I absolutely agree with you, but I at the same time understand these businessmen, and I have no objection whatsoever in showing them my receipt.
Ian,
none whatsoever.
The fact is, it costs money for them to mop their floor too. Do you want them to have it? What if they made you take your shoes off on the way in?
You keep calling them jackboots, Mark, but it's just.
I didn't say anything about jackboots. I asked you what if their requirement was that they took you take your shoes off.
I mean, I wouldn't shop there.
But there you go. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they have to do anything. I just think it's a terrible policy.
So let me see if I've got this straight, Mark. You believe that if somebody puts a television set on a float and walks it right out the front door, no problem with that, right? You're saying there's no problem with that whatsoever?
If there's reasonable suspicion, like, hey, I didn't see anybody, where's the receipt that guy, he didn't go through the cash register area, how did he buy that? That's fine with me.
Yeah, and there's plenty of ways to handle that. I mean, stores put a big security tape across it after it's been paid for and rung up, and I mean,
but if there's nobody at the front door, then it's easy to just run something out the front door.
I don't care if somebody stands at the front door, Ian, as long as he doesn't, attempt to go through my bag.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Look, man, you need glass if it would save you a quarter. That's all it is. It's about for you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Anyway, any other thoughts?
No, that's the gist of it. Yeah, right. But it's just mostly about it is a request, if you don't want to stop, you don't have to.
Yeah, I find it a reasonable request. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Mark acts like he's marching him being marched off to the gas chambers.
The fact is, I've thought about it, and I'm of the opinion that it is just one more step into turning the American people into cows. And yes, I do think that it will at some point or another the government will try, and I don't know which government, and I don't know when or where, but I do think that it will try to get rid of a certain segment of citizens. It's been proven mm-hmm. before that they do this, and this is just one step down that road. And I, for one, will not participate. And I will give the opportunity to the employee standing there. I'm going to tell him, look, this is what I think. I think you're 3 times more likely to be stealing from this store than I am. And going through my stuff is pointless.
Well, thank goodness you have Amazon.freetalklive.com from which you can shop and order virtually anything you need without having to even go anywhere.
No proctology exam or anything.
We continue with, I believe we have Ben in Pennsylvania. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a quick comment and then ask you guys a quick question. The first comment I wanted to make is, are you guys aware of the computer program called Skype? It's like a voice over internet protocol
yep,
program.
Yep, very familiar with Skype. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm actually using it to call you guys right now.
Excellent.
Anyway, apparently Skype hasn't been complying with the government wiretapping orders or whatever, and I guess the government can't force them to comply with it. And also, when
Excellent.
You call someone using... Yeah, I agree. But when you call someone and using your, like I am now... Or if I'm calling from Skype user to Skype user, the call is actually encrypted. And apparently the NSA has offered, I forget whether it's either like $1 million or $1 billion. It doesn't really matter because they just kind of print up the money anyway. But they're offering a large sum of money to any person who can make a computer program that can eavesdrop or somehow unencrypt or whatever Skype to Skype phone calls.
Hmm. So they're not somehow just leaning on the Skype company and forcing them to comply? They're trying to do it from an outside perspective?
That's what I've gathered from doing this. I guess it goes to show that private companies do have somewhat of a incentive to keep their people's stuff private.
I suppose. I mean, if it's going to result in them losing business, and then they are certainly motivated to protect their customers. If their customers are saying, hey, we want to be private, and we don't want you to give up info to the government, and they have the courage as a company to not do those things or to actually follow their customers' demands instead of the demands of the state, I think that they should be absolutely rewarded with more business. That's a heroic gesture on the part of Skype, and there are very few companies that will take positions like that. So if what you're saying is true, then they deserve to be lauded and talked about and promoted in the same way that I believe it was Quest Communications that also refused the federal government back when there was news about how Verizon and AT&T was just basically turning over call records and all kinds of information to the NSA. And I believe it was Quest that refused to turn over their customer information, which was, again, fantastic. So it's few and far between that we hear these stories about companies actually standing up to the federal government. But when it happens, in many cases, they're very successful in their disobedience, if you will. And I think it's great news. Was there a question in there, or did you get to that part yet?
Yeah, I have a quick question. This has more to do with, it's about Privacy Harbor, but it has more to do with search warrants and encryption stuff.
Okay.
Let's say that, everyone in the FreeSafe Project is using Privacy Harbor to send encrypted messages to each other to coordinate their civil disobedience or whatever. Now, if the New Hampshire government or whatever wanted to read people's emails to, find out what they were up to, could they get one search warrant for Privacy Harbor and then be able to search through all Privacy Harbor's emails, or would they have to do it on a person-per-person basis?
I guess that would depend on whether or not Privacy Harbor keeps everyone's emails, and you'd have to approach Privacy Harbor and ask them about that. It would seem unlikely they would do such a thing. Keeping some sort of log of all the emails that were ever sent to the place called Privacy Harbor seems unlikely, but I can't speak for the company. We don't have a representative on the line with us, so shoot them an email and ask them your questions.
That they're in Washington State, and New Hampshire's order isn't going to do them much good.
Yeah, it's out of reach of their jurisdiction. Thanks for the call tonight, dude, and good luck out there. But as far as people in New Hampshire keeping their communications private, we can address that in moments.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do. Most of them are low cost or free and help get more people listening to this show, more freedom in the ears of many around the world. You can, again, do that over at promote.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for liberty, or the best choice, rather, for liberty in your lifetime. You can get details on the Free State Project over at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. It's not too late, by the way, to get on board for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. All the details are at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For that, you can use our discount code to save 10%. It is 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL. So save 10% on the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is really coming soon. I think it's, what, Thursday next week when it starts. So we're looking forward to seeing many of our listeners there, because we're going to be broadcasting live. As we continue with your phone calls, Mark is on the line in Kentucky. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. You all are too much fun.
Mark, thanks. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I guess I could start out saying that I've got a complaint about Gateway Foods. I think appetizers always lead to dessert.
That's very cute. Can you continue quickly, because you've got a hum on your line and it's
I do. I'm sorry. We've got this still water on the line from the freeze. We had frozen ice about 2 weeks ago. But also I could say that Social Security is a gateway tax that leads you to probably pay taxes that you don't really owe.
Yeah. Very good, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Get that line cleaned up. Thank you for the call.
I understand.
Yep, well, let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. I want to talk to people for longer, but if it's bad audio, we can only take it for so long. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, to be honest, I'm very pissed off right now.
Take a deep breath. What's going on?
Well, the only way I know how to get rid of this anger is to talk to like-minded people, so I'll go into it. My friend got arrested yesterday for weed.
Uh-oh. What was the situation?
And, well, the situation was that she was driving with a couple of people, and she was in the back seat. The girl that was driving dropped her cigarette. They swerved. Somebody reported it in, and 30 minutes later, cops on their tail. They get pulled over, and The cop says, have you been drinking anything tonight? And the girl tells him no, and there's a beer can in the back seat. So he finds the beer can and then says, well, you didn't hide this very well. Is there anything else I should know about? Do you have any weed on you? And she says, well, yeah, we do have a little bit of weed on us.
Oops.
You know, first mistake right there.
Yep.
Besides the beer can.
Wait, which one was it? Was it the driver that admitted that?
Yeah, that's the driver.
Okay.
And, well, my friend was, she had a quarter bag in her purse, and she had allergy pills, and they charged her with that, too, and it was a controlled substance.
Oh, no. Were they her pills, or were they someone else's prescription?
No, they were her pills. But I don't think they were in the right container or something, and that's why they did that. But she's looking at a Class D felony, 10 years.
10 years? Is that for the pills?
That's for everything.
So is
18-year-old girl.
It's more than one felony, presumably, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just one felony.
Just one felony?
Yeah, she says she's looking at 10 years. That's what they told her. But they could have been lying, you know. They're all
sure.
Lies, who knows?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you could get 10 years, but if you answer our questions, then we'll go easy on you, as though they have any control whatsoever over what goes on in the courtroom, which, of course, they don't, but most people don't realize that. So
they can make a recommendation one way or the other. I think it has some sway.
Maybe, but they're usually just lying to get you to get that information so they can bring up on more charges.
Not only that, yeah. they were strip searched, all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so sad, too, because essentially, I mean, would your friend have known to not say anything had she been the driver?
I'm pretty sure she would have kept her mouth shut.
That's unfortunate, to be driving around with somebody else that doesn't really know how to keep safe when dealing with the police. It's a very risky thing to do, but the reality of the situation is most young people just don't know these things. They just don't know how to interact with the police. It's certainly something they don't teach you at government high school, and it's sad, man. I hope that it's probably going to be the case that if she hasn't been arrested before for such things, that she'll be all right. I mean, if she really has a prescription for those pills, she'd probably be able to show that in court. And then it'll just be the marijuana charge, which is, if you said it was just a quarter bag, shouldn't be 10 years in jail. That seems pretty unlikely.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, New Hampshire is a pretty draconian place as far as drug laws are concerned, but there was a young man that Julia works with who got busted for like a whole gram of MDMA, and I think he's going in for like 60 days or something like that, or 90 days. So, I mean, it could have been far worse, and it can always be worse, but in many cases, it won't be that bad the first time around. And hopefully, the next time around, she'll know better than to be driving around with people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's no consolation, however, for where she is right now. It's not going to make her feel any better, and it certainly is not going to make you feel any better because your friend is going to go into jail. Certainly what I would suggest is that you keep in touch with her. If she ends up going to jail, that you be the friend on the outside that doesn't forget about her, because a lot of them will.
They all will, pretty much.
I'll try to do my best.
That's about all you can do, and give whatever support you can. Show up in court. And any other thoughts for us tonight, Josh?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. I hope you feel better, and I hope that all works out and isn't as bad as it could be. Now, as far as dealing with the police when they are pulling you over, you are under no obligation to answer their questions.
That's true. In this case, there was already probable cause to search, so they were screwed from the moment the
cop
walked
in. What was the probable cause when she said, yes, we have marijuana?
Open beer can.
Sorry, kids, don't keep open beer cans in your car. It's the best advice you can have. I'm not saying the cops should be able to search if they see open beer cans. Just don't have them in your car.
I don't think that a cop... Okay, but here's a question, and maybe one of our law enforcement officers listening could answer this. If you have a bag of marijuana in your pocket, or let's say inside your bra, this was a young lady we're talking about. So let's say you've got your marijuana in the bra, and there is an open beer can in the car. The cop can search the car, right, for more beer cans? Is that the idea?
And the driver.
And the driver,
the
but
passenger
he can't search for a bag of marijuana. He doesn't have probable cause.
I don't know why he'd be able to search the driver if he's been looking for, you know, because he has an open beer can.
Driver has committed a crime, open container. So he's already established that the driver's committed a crime. There's probable cause for a breathalyzer. That would hold up.
They could arrest the driver, and they could impound the car, and then they can search the car.
The passenger is kind of... I'm not sure how it would play out with the passenger, how in what capacity they could search them. I would imagine the court would let them get away with a quick pat down.
It's a Terry pat. They can always do a Terry pat. The cop can get a Terry pat, which is just a frontal and just a.
It's for weapons.
Yes, that's what they're allegedly looking for, is for weapons. That because the cops can claim that they're scared that somebody might be concealing a weapon and that they could pull it on them. So if they feel something that they claim feels like a weapon, they can then pull that.
I
mean, from
I hear
the
small crinkly weapon.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, you can try to assert your right not to be searched, but basically, if you're underage, certainly, and if you have an open beer can in the car, and that's illegal in whatever jurisdiction you're in, if you're in that car, you're getting searched, and if they find something, it's going to hold up in court.
Well, I don't know. I wonder about that. I'd love to hear what one of our law enforcement officers listening has to say about that, because you should refuse the search. I mean, if you have the opportunity to refuse a search, make it clear that you refuse consent to being searched. Whether they ask or not for permission to search you, you should make it clear that you are not granting them permission to search. You are not consenting to their search. If they do go ahead and search anyway, at least you can then say that you did not consent to that and it was illegal. Because I guess the ultimate question is, if there's an open container in a vehicle, does that give the cops the probable cause they need to search every occupant of the vehicle? That's, I guess, the ultimate question. And will they do what they want anyway? Sure, some cops will. But what are their rules? I don't know. We'd love to hear about them. And your thoughts as we continue with your calls. Nick in Texas. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, originally I was going to call and talk to you guys about there was a not really a racist, but a guy who's always talking about the Jews this and the Jews that.
Oh, he's a bigot. If not
a
racist.
A bigot, yeah. I was going to talk about how if you're white, you generally share Jewish blood anyway and science and stuff. But this cop story actually kind of got me excited. I kind of had a similar situation happen to a friend of mine, and like I totally know where the guy is.
You know where Josh is coming from, who was calling
him? Yeah, exactly.
How he's feeling? Yeah, it's very...
But at the same time, like, we have a, I don't know, like almost everyone that I know has been caught with something. And, I've been sitting in a car where each person had an ounce on them, full car, everyone. And we had gotten pulled over and, you know, you just know what to say, you know how to act. You know?
And you made it through it.
Oh yeah.
That's good. And people need to take the time to learn those things. We're out of time tonight though. I thank you for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark. It's worth it if it keeps you out of a jail cell. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.